And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the close of the age."
Let us pray together. God of grace and God of glory, we enter into this thy holy presence with awe and reverence. We seek thee that thou might make us into caring and loving people. For thy Son Jesus and his body, the church, we offer praise to thee. Thank you for life abundantly and life eternally. May in these 2 days of church growth emphasis, our faith be strengthened, our inspiration be heightened, and our minds be edified. For these and the many other blessings of life, we give thee humble thanks and praise. In the strong name of Jesus the Christ, amen. We welcome you here today to our church growth emphasis, and we pray that your life will be enriched and that in the 2 days that you will find strength and find maybe some answers to some things that you've been contemplating. If you'll notice in your bulletin, there are several things that I want to call to your attention. As you know, I have 3 conference periods set up today in the afternoon and in the evening, and we would like to encourage you to participate and be a part in all of those. If you'll notice in the 3rd conference period, the one by Mr. Jim Fitch, the title of that has been changed to the Sunday School as a Growth Organization, so you might want to make note of that there on the bottom line. Also, let me call your attention to tonight at 8:15, a time of refreshments and discussion over in the Bethea room, and perhaps a time to talk with these men individually. As you'll notice, the activities on Friday. I want to call your attention especially to this morning at 11:30 till about 12:45. This will be the Pastoral Ministries drop-in luncheon. And if you are interested in the pastorate and would like to talk with one of these men, please come over to the cafeteria at your convenience during that time and just drop in for a time to talk. On Friday will be the Educational Ministries drop-in at the same time, and I hope that you will take time to be a part of that. In just a moment, Alan Gibson will come and share with you some information regarding the senior coffee, which will be just for seniors on Friday at 10 o'clock in the cafeteria. Following that, Dr. Powers will introduce each of our guests. And then we are delighted to have Kathy Bythewood from Mississippi College, a first semester student, to sing Charity for us. Alan?
Many of us at Southeastern will be soon graduating, and as any graduate, you're excited about getting out into the secular world. Well, many of us are excited, but I'm scared. And I'm scared because I'm not too sure about how to do a lot of things. And tomorrow we'll be having a senior class coffee hour, which will be free donuts and free coffee. And during this hour, one of our resource leaders will be over there with Dr. Lolly, Dr. Powers, and myself, and will be there to entertain any questions you may have about what Sunday School Board can do for you, what Southern Baptist Convention can do for you, how you can get help in providing a good, solid ministry to your church. Now, this senior class coffee hour is up till December the 78th. So if you're graduating up till December of 78, then you're welcome to come to our senior class coffee hour. And also, at the end of coffee hour, you will be given a little resource packet, which is full of very good information and very good resources, which I have looked over, and I'm amazed at what the Southern Baptist Convention can offer us. So I urge all seniors to come to this senior class coffee hour and get free donuts and coffee and good fellowship and a lot of good advice.
When we first began to think of the possibility of having an emphasis on church growth on the campus this spring, it came to my attention that in some way we must have the opportunity to focus our attention in a tangible way on the growth and development of the body of Christ and the people of God. And as we began to talk about the possibilities for putting some feet on our ministry, my attention was drawn to the types of resource persons we could bring to our campus who would assist us in focusing on some of the practical resources available through our denomination. The three persons that I would like to introduce to you this morning are persons who have distinguished themselves both in terms of concern for and interest in the individual and spiritual growth of persons, and also in terms of their concern for and support of the corporate growth of the local church. I am pleased to introduce to you this morning Dr. Reginald McDonough, Dr. John Hendricks, and Mr. James Fitch. And if you folks would stand up here just a moment, I would like for people to be able to see you. And I'd like to say just a word about you. The first gentleman is Mr. James Fitch. He is responsible for planning, promoting, and conducting growth activities in the Southern Baptist Convention and in local churches. And this is done in cooperation with the Sunday School Board, with Southern Baptist Convention agencies, and state and associational leaders. Mr. Fitch is a supervisor of a number of people who are working throughout the convention to coordinate such activities. He is the author of Reach Out to People. Mr. Fitch is here on short notice. Mr. Mansell Ezell, who is due to be with us, his daughter had an accident Monday and broke two legs and one other bone in the body, and was quite concerned about that. In discussions, he felt like he needed to stay home, and I urged him to stay home, and they worked with Mr. Fitch to see if he could come and be with us, and he will be assuming the responsibilities for Mr. Ezell, with one exception, and that is the change in the conference title that Bill Duke gave to you. The next gentleman is Dr. Reginald McDonough, who is responsible for the assistance to pastors, ministers of education, youth workers, and all professional staff members in Southern Baptist churches. He is responsible for a staff of approximately 45 persons who work at the convention level, who assist churches in finding effective ways to find fulfillment in ministry and also find opportunities for growth, both individual and corporate. Dr. McDonough will be interpreting our theme for us in a few moments. He is the author of Working with Volunteer Leaders in the Church, which a number of you are studying, and also of Leading Your Church in Long-Range Planning. The third gentleman on your left is Dr. John Hendricks, who is at the present time responsible for program design and planning in the area of Christian development for the convention. He is a person who's had a varied background as a youth director, minister of education, denominational leader. He has been in the Sunday School Board's church training department for a number of years and is the author of Experiential Education, Nexus, the learning game on spiritual gifts, which some of you have been exposed to. He's also edited a number of books on becoming a group, Invitation to Dialogue, the world, the professional world. Also has written Gifts and Discipleship and another other items. These are some of the best resource persons I knew to ask to come to our campus, and I'm very delighted to welcome you people to our campus. I want the persons here to be able to pick up the warmth that you possess, as well as the name that they often see on denominational materials and on books. And at the same time, I want you to become aware of the warmth and sincerity of our student body and our interest in and concern for being effective ministers. They will be available after coffee over in Mackey in the Commons area to talk, and they'll be there a good part of the day today and tomorrow. And a number of you have already been by to speak to them, but I would treasure and value your opportunity to get to know these three persons.
Let me introduce you to Jamie Hopper. Jamie has just turned 17. Jamie has a 4-month-old son. Jamie was married last summer. She had to get married. She and her husband now thought they were in love. They lived together during her pregnancy. December 22nd, when her son was delivered, she thought they could make a life together. But during those years of her pregnancy, or those, it seemed like years, those days of her pregnancy, She found that her husband was not interested in her, really, and found it more and more difficult to stay at home. In fact, at first he said, "I just must get out of the house." And a couple of nights a week he would go out of the house, who knows where. And she could accept that. But after a week or two, it became another night a week, to the point that the husband would come home after working a very menial job, change clothes, and leave immediately every night, and some nights not come back at all. Because he was having a drinking problem, he had a difficult time holding a job, because he would get in late in the morning, try to get a little sleep, but with a severe hangover could not make it into work on time. And as a result, he moved from one job to another job. She became trapped, in her words. In fact, she said, "I begged, I cried, I reasoned, I threw temper fits, I did everything that I could to get my husband to let me be a part of him and for us to have a home. I kept hanging on until after the baby was born, because," she said, "I thought that when the baby was born, he would change his ways." When the child came December 22nd, things didn't get better, they got worse, even in terms of physical abuse. So at 16 at that time, she decided that she had to leave him. Jamie's from a divorced home. Her mother and father have not lived together since she was in the fourth grade. She's not had a very good relationship with her mother. She went back home in January to her mother's home, and immediately her mother expected her to manage the household as she had been doing as a teenager, because she has two younger brothers. They began to argue and fight as they had done most of Jamie's life, and her mother kicked her out of the house. She couldn't go back to her in-law's house because she had left there.